You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If you are interested in the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest, I have some news for you.
No, do not dare call it a sport.
Oh, it's most certainly a sport.
It's on ESPN. That makes it a sport. Poker. This is your chance to eat like a champion and represent the state of Kansas. On the 4th of July in New York, the qualifier for the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest will stop in Shawnee during Old Shawnee Days next month. The top male and female finishers will qualify for the Nathan's Famous 4th of July International Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island.
Now, I can put away a serious amount of food, and I can put away a serious amount of food quickly. To the point that I think that I could probably win this contest if I really tried.
Okay.
But I cannot get past dunking hot dog
into water.
To consume them. That is where I draw the line.
So disgusting.
Could we do anything to make you enter this contest in Shawnee next month?
Again, if I have to dunk hot dog buns into water to get the job done, I'm just going to bow out.
Okay. No. Because you know what? It's a choking hazard. And I will not have you risking your life for like some blue ribbon that says you devoured an ungodly amount of food quicker than somebody else did.
I'm also gluten intolerant, so I probably shouldn't pound 30 hot dog buns.
Do we know if Joey Chestnut will be back?
If he is still sponsored by the vegan hot dog company that sponsored him last year prior to the July 4th competition, he will not be.
Okay.
The famous all-beef Nathan's Franks is not a fan of his vegan sponsorship.
No, they are not big fans.
Did you guys hear that the sirens apparently did not go off in St. Louis when that deadly tornado blew through there on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
They got stomped on.
And the mayor is not happy and says that they are trying to figure out why it is that somebody was not at their desk when the tornado warnings were issued in order to hit the button that would trigger the sirens in St. Louis.
It was an EF3.
Mm-hmm.
Five people lost their lives.
Mm-hmm.
During the height of the severe weather event, the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for St. Louis, but the city's tornado sirens did not sound to warn residents. They are now investigating why the sirens didn't go off, but they have already found that the button to activate them was never pushed. And all they'll say is this was, quote, human failure due to, quote, unclear policies.
Well, I thought I had read a story. Sorry, Sam. I thought I had read a story where the mayor said that whoever is supposed to hit the button was not at their desk.
They weren't even in the building, as far as I understand. To make matters worse, the day prior, they had some emergency response meeting, you know, all hands on deck, and they ran the sirens multiple times the day prior. St. Louis. No tornadic activity.
Yeah, which you don't want to do the day before. Severe weather, everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that, like, if you're experiencing severe weather this week, like a heightened risk, right, you don't do the test.
That's why the sirens in at least Johnson County went off last Tuesday, I think it was, a week ago yesterday. They were delayed a week because we had some rough weather in the forecast for that 1 week.
St. Louis's Emergency Management Agency Commissioner has since been placed on leave. They announced late yesterday that the St. Louis Fire Department, which is staffed 24/7, will now take over the responsibility of deploying the sirens in the event of a tornado. Then did you see down in Georgia that also got stomped on? Mm-hmm. There is a pilot gas station. Like, you know, those pilot trucker stations or whatever?
Yeah.
There's video of the owner or manager of this pilot gas station while there is a tornado on the ground ordering people out of the store. The lights are clearly off, like power's out, and we cannot play the video because it is laden with F-bombs.
Yeah, it's profane.
Because this older guy comes out wearing, you know, the red uniform and the name tag, and he says, come on, wrap it up, everybody out. And you hear this woman say, please just let us stay for a minute while it passes. And he goes, my store, everybody out.
No, I'm not leaving.
And then you hear a woman just start dropping F-bombs. Like, how dare you? You can't kick us out. And he says again, my store, get out.
For what purpose? What end?
My guess
is he doesn't want to get sued.
He doesn't want to be sued if the ceiling tiles start falling. But
you're going to get sued for kicking them out.
Bingo. And so I'm curious what a business's policies are. And I will remind you that when Joplin hit, was it the Home Depot that wall collapsed?
Yes.
And multiple people died.
It was either a Home Depot or a Lowe's. I can't remember which.
So, the entire roof came off.
So, yeah. You know, you wonder in the event, and phones are already ringing, in the event of an emergency, are you specifically told to kick customers out? Because sometimes the safest place to be is in the large industrial refrigerator, like the beer cooler.
Yeah, I mean, if I was in this pilot gas station and this guy's telling me to get out, I'm going to the restroom.
Yeah.
And I'm locking myself in.
Oh, I would too. If I had kids with me, especially.
That's the interior room. I mean, just...
What he tried to say was, the tornado's 6 miles from here, you're fine. And she was like...
For now.
You don't know that. How do you know that? There's no power.
Right.
They're literally sitting in a dark shell of a...
Have we lost our hearts?
I don't know.
Do you tell people, get the hell out of my store?
I mean,
it's time to die?
We live in a world where people won't jump in and provide medical assistance because they're afraid of being sued if something goes wrong.
Or corporate policy says you don't touch anyone that's having a medical emergency.
Okay.
I would save both of you if you had a medical emergency.
Thank you, Sam. Thanks. It means a lot. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Alex in Shawnee Mission. Hello, Alex.
Afternoon, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Sorry about the motorcycle going by. So other than that one bad example of my store, my rules, some cases it is better to be outside during the tornado. For instance, in the military, basic training, we have Fort Lost in the woods down there in the Ozarks. They made us all link arms and legs and go lay in a ditch.
Oh.
Well, yes, in a ditch, you're better off than you would be, say, under a bridge in your car, just walking around. But
right.
I mean, this pilot gas station in Georgia, I don't know that there was a ditch nearby.
Well, it's already in a ditch. It's in Georgia. So.
Fair enough.
Well played, Alex. Well played. All right. Be safe. Be well, man. Brian in Independence. Hello, Brian.
Hi. I am calling because I don't understand why the city of St. Louis does not have an automated tornado siren system. I mean, if you think about it, our phones, anytime we're under that red polygon of a tornado warning, the phones can go off. Why can't the tornado sirens do the same thing?
It's a good point. Like, why do we still have a physical button that needs to be pushed?
think that's what he's saying. I will say this, and I'm not trying to make a joke.
Does Mark handle that here, by the way? Does the Mid-America Regional Council handle that here?
I thought the National Weather Service did, or the counties did.
Is it a button?
Dana, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. Who is responsible in the metro for sounding those sirens?
Well, in Jackson County, you had mentioned how St. Louis had fired their emergency coordinator.
Well, been put on paid leave.
In Jackson County, we don't even have one.
Because, see, in Johnson County, when they test the sirens, it's only in Johnson County. The sirens don't go off in Wyandotte. They don't go off in Leavenworth or Miami.
Right.
It's only in Johnson County. So that leads me to believe that the person who's in charge of that is, and I'm just spitballing and guessing here, is an employee of Johnson County.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I'm not going to make a joke about being a tornado survivor, although I am. When that tornado went through my backyard, there were no sirens at all.
Johnson County Emergency Management.
Okay.
Is in control of the sirens.
Paula in Kansas City. Paula, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I was just going to say in the Jackson County, Missouri, they normally test on the first Wednesday of every month. They have not been doing that for like the last 3 months.
Why?
I have no idea why they haven't been testing them.
There's been no tests of any kind. You haven't heard the sirens go off once in 3 months?
No.
Huh. Okay. I don't know the reason for that. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Go ahead.
This is a great time to remind people that the sirens are supposed to be your last resort for severe weather information.
I don't dispute that, but they are your last resort. They are necessary.
But we've talked about it in the past. People don't hear them when they're indoors. People don't hear them in certain spots because for whatever reason the siren doesn't reach that spot. The weather professionals out there will say you should have two other methods to get your severe weather alerts prior to relying on the sirens.
Because the sirens really are for you outside. I know people don't know that or understand that. The outdoor sirens are for people in their cars.
But what about at night? Like, I'm sleeping in the middle of the night.
That's why you're supposed to have a radio, a severe weather radio, or your cell phone alerts.
But my cell phone alerts are spotty at best. You heard on Wednesday when you and I both got the same alert at the same time.
Yeah.
But when there's other severe weather, I don't always get the alerts. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So he's on trial, and now Diddy Combs apparently cannot sell his house. His mansion is listed at $61 million. They're saying, it says here in the story.
I'll take two.
In a striking turn of events in the luxury real estate market, renowned music mogul Sean Diddy Combs has encountered significant challenges in selling his mansion in Los Angeles, originally listing the home at $61 million. Despite the property's high-profile location, lavish features, buyer interest is notably low.
Does it say in the description of the property that it feels rapey?
It does not say that.
It just says some rooms feel rapey because, you know, the common areas were used for just regular parties.
Why would anyone want to go anywhere near that disgusting house? Would you want to be in Harvey Weinstein's house or office? I wouldn't want to be there either.
Some real estate investor by the name of Beau Belmont has offered $30 million for the property. Half of what they're asking.
You'd have to gut it. You would have to gut it so you could tell everybody, you know, it's not what it was. We've taken it down to the studs.
But we've talked about, like, homes where famous murders or even a murder has occurred. There was no murder in that. I mean,
that we know of. I mean,
all right.
It's just, it was a house of horrors is the way I look at it.
You said horrors, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
you know, somebody bought, I believe, the Menendez home where those murders happened. We know somebody bought the JonBenet Ramsey house.
I think one horrifying event happening in a home is one thing, but walking through the halls and knowing, or at least what
would
was
you
alleged
want to know, Sam?
To have went on in those rooms on every single Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever night of the week it was.
Well, I don't think they're even denying that those freak-offs occurred.
Yeah.
The question is, did he engage in human trafficking? They're arguing, of course, that he did not.
Right.
But I don't think anybody is denying that there were these
events. I hate that is even part of our vernacular. It's so gross.
It's an insanely beautiful home.
I'm sure it is.
But I would not buy it.
Would you want to know if something bad had happened in the house that you're buying?
My buddy grew up in a house where they knew that somebody had died, natural causes, in the back bedroom of the home. It was like a 5-bedroom home or something.
Okay.
And they never went in that room.
They just didn't go in there?
Nobody ever went in that room.
You know, as we get older and as housing around us gets older, odds are pretty good that something has gone south in most houses around here.
When I lived in Roland Park, as I've said in some commercials for CertaPro, shameless plug, that house was 60 years old.
Yeah.
I have very little doubt that somebody probably drew their last breath in that house.
Probably.
Not everybody dies in a hospital. A lot of people, I would argue, you know, I don't know if it's a majority necessarily, but
a lot of people die in the home.
In their homes, in their own bed.
I was touring homes in college to rent down in the 55th and Paseo area. And the realtor did, as we walked down the basement stairs, say, "I'm sorry, there's a room down here that's a little rapey."
Oh,
did they
God.
Did they really use that word?
That is exactly what he said.
And what was like, in that room?
Can we go to the next house?
What was in that room? Surely you were curious enough to go look.
Oh, I went and looked. So it was a stone foundation, you know, the way all those old homes are.
Were there chains hanging from the ceiling?
No, but the main portion of the basement was not painted. It was just regular stone foundation. And then you went to the egress area. There was like a little walkway, kind of like a hallway, but not really a hallway, where you could tell there had been doors on either side where there were no longer doors, and it was painted white.
Okay. I do have sort of a cautious, slow run, do not walk, but I feel guilty saying run, do not walk.
Have you seen it?
Yes. I got sucked into that Netflix Deadly American Marriage. I kept scrolling. I'm like, not going to watch it. Scrolling, not going to watch it. Scrolling. Nope.
What's it called?
A Deadly American Marriage.
Okay, is it a true story or is it fiction?
It is a true story.
Okay.
There are 3 or 4 episodes.
Okay.
And it is a woman who goes over to Ireland to be an au pair for a widow. He's got 2 little babies, like a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Okay.
And then they fall in love, come back to the United States, and she takes a brick to his head in the master bedroom.
Hmm.
Like a landscape brick. You know the big ones with the grooved edge on the back?
Yeah, of course.
That you stack. She takes a landscape brick to his head while her father, a former FBI agent in these United States, bashes him with a baseball bat.
Why?
That is the entire unraveling of the Deadly American Marriage. And there's a trial, and why did they say there was a reason they did it, and That thing sucked me right on in.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I am done watching. I finished it yesterday.
Wait, and you don't get the reason?
You do get their reason.
What was their reason?
That he had it coming.
Well, what does that mean?
That he was abusive.
Okay. And never mind.
It is, I would tell you, I hate saying run, do not walk when it is something so just jarring. But it is one of those cases where you're thinking you don't know whose story to believe, and he's dead. Beyond dead.
How can you be beyond dead? You're like,
well, you die of death.
You're dead squared?
It is suggested that if you were an FBI agent,
yeah,
and a very successful FBI agent, by the way,
okay, great,
you would know how to act and exactly what to say when you were being interrogated. Would you not agree with that?
Yes.
That's how, like, you don't really know. And the only people that know what happened are either accused of it or dead.
And dad participated in the murder.
Yes.
Knowing full well that as a member of law enforcement, that they're going to get caught.
Yes.
And both are likely to go to prison for the rest of their lives.
Yes. They called 911, said, we need help here. And the operators, the dispatchers are always so calm. What's going on over there? And he goes, We need an ambulance. And she goes, what's going on? And
Apparently not. He's dead.
He said, she asked him, is he alive? And he goes, I don't know. I'm not going to ruin anything for you here. No, he was not alive.
Then why call the ambulance?
Because they killed him.
Okay.
There's no question they killed him.
And they don't deny it.
They do not deny it.
Hmm.
Well, now I don't have to watch it.
Well, you do.
You just saved me 3 hours of my life.
No, you do, because you don't, like, is it possible this was self-defense? I mean, the coroner's like,
Not if dad is over there. No.
Watch it.
No, I don't need to. You just told me the whole story.
No, I didn't. The story starts with the 911 call, with the dad saying, we need somebody to come over here. There's been an altercation, if you will.
We've been run, do not walking the voice.
Oh, I saw
it ended last night.
There was a winner, and it's in my stack to play the story and the song with Jelly Roll and the winner.
Let me read you. No,
it is outstanding.
I'll have you read it. A Facebook post from a gal that I went to high school with in a place I'm not allowed to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Just read this. Don't give out the name, because she gives out, if anybody's recorded it, just read what my friend Karen Ford, who I went to school with somewhere far away, what she wrote on Facebook.
Holy crap, my next door neighbor just won The Voice. Wow.
Mm-hmm. She lives in Florida now.
I'll tell you, he has a one hell of a voice. Mm-hmm. And he did a duet with Jelly Roll, and that's all we're going to say.
Okay. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So, story here from the New York Times. Leaders of Christ Episcopal Church in Toms River, New Jersey, a town of about 100,000 people, were preparing for a Cinco de Mayo festival late one night when the news began to spread around town. The mayor planned to use eminent domain to seize their church and its 11 acres. Under his plan, the church, which was founded in 1865, would be replaced by 10 pickleball courts, a soccer field, and a playground. The first vote by the township council was the next afternoon. The proposal represented a curious new twist in an ongoing battle in the large Jersey Shore community. An affordable housing nonprofit that rents space from the church had asked to create a small homeless shelter on the very land that the mayor now wanted to turn into pickleball courts. The request was unpopular with neighbors, and the organization was awaiting approval from a zoning board. The mayor said the timing was just a coincidence, but opponents have condemned the park plan as a thinly disguised way to block the homeless shelter.
Can the government eminent domain a church? I have never heard of the eminent domain of a church.
Why couldn't they?
It just,
Was there not a church in Western Wyandotte County? I'm sure there was.
It feels somehow wrong to eminent domain a church to put pickleball down. That's from Dana. I think that feels wrong.
But
and if I think that feels wrong, it's wrong.
Right. Okay. By the way, I still have yet to drive by the Mission Gateway Project.
Put that on your list.
I'll do that tonight.
I've never heard of that. I'm sure that churches have been eminent domained before, but homes. It's usually, I'm sorry that you've lived here.
Or dilapidated businesses.
79 years, yeah. And this house has been in your family, but, you know, we're putting a highway in.
Yeah,
here.
If I'm not mistaken, you know, whenever it was 20 years ago or whatever, in Western Wyandotte County, if I'm not mistaken, there were 10 homeowners who held out and a gas station.
Okay, but eminent domain has to be for the overall greater good of a community. And it has, to correct. Me, it has to be pretty black and white. Like, is it better for the community to do this than not? If you eminent domain that church for 27 acres of development and housing and all of those things, you might be able to say this is for the betterment of the community. I think part of my rub here is they're eminent domaining a church for pickleball. And again, I love pickleball.
Well, but you're leaving out a very important component here. The mayor apparently wants to eminent domain the church right about the same time that a nonprofit wants to open a homeless shelter at the church. Now, what's the real reason for the pickleball courts? Is it because Tom's River, New Jersey, needs 10 more pickleball courts, or because the neighbors don't want a homeless shelter in that church?
Both.
I think it's probably the latter more than the former. But having said all that, nobody wants a homeless shelter in their neighborhood. They just don't.
Okay. You want to say, oh, the house is right next to a church. You don't want to say the house is right next to a church that is facilitating
a homeless shelter.
A homeless shelter, yep.
Yeah. And you know, maybe I'm a jerk for saying that, but I think most people would agree that there are a handful of businesses or things that you don't want next to your property. You don't want a strip club. You probably would prefer that there not be a liquor store next door. A homeless shelter. A fireworks stand. Am I wrong or am I right? These are the things that most people don't want next to their property. They just don't. And anybody who says, oh yeah, I wouldn't mind if Whispers was right next to my house, you're lying. Whispers, by the way, Leavenworth County on K7. Out in the middle of nowhere. For a reason. Because it's a strip club. Or a liquor store. Or a homeless shelter.
What should the bar be for eminent domain? That's really what you have to ask first.
The Mission Gateway Project.
Yeah, could we eminent domain what was eminent domained?
Well, you know, back to yesterday's conversation about it, I don't know why the city of Mission says that their hands are tied. Why not eminent domain that property? I mean, listen, I'm the last person that says, hey, you need to strong arm people's property away from them. But there are a handful of times when eminent domain is for the public good, for the community's betterment. And one of those is when, God forbid, you know, that we need homeless shelters, but we do. But where do you put them?
According to Google AI, because AI is taking over everything, you can most certainly eminent domain a church property, but it does have to fall within the requirements of the Fifth Amendment, demonstrating, as Dana mentioned, public use for the taking and to provide just compensation to the church for the land.
Somebody says the verb is condemn, not eminent domain. I don't think that's true. I mean, for something to be condemned, it has to be in a horrible state of disrepair. Now, you can condemn, theoretically, the old Mission Gateway because that is in a complete state of disrepair.
It's Chernobyl'd.
Yes.
This, but is it a hazard? Typically, when you condemn a property,
I would argue it is, Sam.
It's a hazard.
I would argue it is. I would, yes. Too.
I think you could definitely make that argument. There's a reason there's a fence up around it now.
To keep it from being a hazard.
But people are still, based on the graffiti that they had to pain away.
Yeah.
People are still getting over that fence. And that is not a place where people need to be playing around or criming or whatever. There is no doubt in my mind that that place is unsafe. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. And I can hear a lot of you in your car screaming, it's my property. The government doesn't get to take it away. Well, what would you say if there were plans to put a strip club next door to your neighborhood? Would you want
that would not be in the greater good? That, to me, you have to prove, like they did with the Legends Complex, that this is going to be a lifelong betterment of the community. And I think most people would argue it is.
Except for the 10 homeowners who held out. Although they were given more, if memory serves me correctly, they were given more than what their property was actually valued at.
Certainly the property they didn't end up using in KCK was not a good look.
Which part are you talking about?
Well, they eminent domained a massive chunk of land because they didn't know how much they were going to need, as correct, was mentioned on the text line yesterday.
Right.
Held onto it for 20 years because legally they had to, and then just sold it off.
Well, but they had to buy that property
from the previous landowner. Yeah.
Correct. And some of that property, for example, was sold to the American Royal. Some of it was sold to Sporting so they could build their own ballpark. Some of it was sold to Nebraska Furniture Mart. It was the Speedway that went in first, if I remember correctly. That was the whole point in eminent domaining all that property out in Western Wyandotte County, was to bring the Speedway to Kansas. Then they started selling off all the property around it, Cabela's, Nebraska Furniture Mart, what we now know as the Legends Complex, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So two more have been, we'll get into this in just a minute, either right before the top of the hour news or right after, but there have been two more arrests in connection with the New Orleans jail escape, and both are of the same gender.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say they aren't men.
Interesting.
Very. We're talking about this story in the New York Times right now about a town in New Jersey called Tom's River, New Jersey. And there's a church built back in 1865. And the church rents out some of their space to a nonprofit. They have 10 acres of land. And this nonprofit was about to open a homeless shelter in the church. Some neighbors didn't like that idea. Nobody really wants to live next door to a homeless shelter, let's be honest. And word got around real fast that the city of Toms River was about to eminent domain the church. In fact, there was going to be a vote tomorrow. And they were going to take over the church, its property, and turn it into 10 pickleball courts and a soccer field and a park for kids. This has created quite the controversy. Teresa in Gladstone. Teresa, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. A similar situation. We have a facility in the Northland area called a Turning Point. We had a special use permit that allowed us to assist those in need. We call them houseless. Some of them do live in their cars. Some of them do have homes, but they have other needs. We had a facility that served them from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Initially starting 4 days a week, it was reduced to 3 days a week. And our numbers did grow. We did some minimizing of the frequency that they could come, but that has since been, that portion of our facility has since been shut down due to individuals who seem to be uncomfortable with people walking on sidewalks and heading towards our facility, which is located with a church as well. Huh. And there is still a great need out there. We are not going to be beat by this. The director and the caseworkers have worked very hard, and they are now moving to meet these individuals where they are. We've been fortunate enough to get individuals to apartments. important paperwork that they need has been taken care of for them. And some of them have definitely been assisted to make positive changes in their lives. So I hope that a few more people can have an open heart and be more receptive to needs that are out there.
Have there been any issues, crime related?
I don't know that there were any crime related issues. I assisted and volunteered at the facility. Mm-hmm. I'm not knowledgeable of any crime. I do know that there were times when you get a group of individuals who are dealing with mental health challenges and such that, you know, sometimes there probably were some heated conversations and probably some assistance was, I do know assistance has been called in at times, but I don't know there to have been anything of any major consequence. I don't know that there was any houses affected that I'm aware of. I have knowledge of basic knowledge of how the facility was running, but I don't know that it had any major issues that I feel like we needed to be quite so anxious about.
Okay. Teresa, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Jerry in Overland Park, you get the last word. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, one thing, that Tom's River, I think that's where old John Bon Jovi lives. And hell, he might be the one footing this stuff. I don't know. But anyway, what I was going to tell you is out there in KCK, the first thing that went in out there was Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Okay.
And the second thing was a Wendy's out there, because I lived in Topeka at the time. And I remember thinking, God, this stuff's out in the middle of nowhere. But those were the first two things that went in. I just thought I'd let you know.
Okay, I appreciate the history lesson because I couldn't remember what went in first. I thought it was the Speedway. And if I was wrong, then I'm wrong. But I will say this. I used to, because my parents lived in Leavenworth, Lansing, and around that time we had a house in Winston, Sean and Mary. And so I would travel up 435 quite a bit to go home and see my parents. And I'm nothing against the people who had homes up there and small businesses. Like I said, there was a gas station. And I'm sorry these people had to lose their homes, but what they have created out in Western Wyandotte County
was worth it.
Yes. It is nothing short of incredible.
What if you were one of those families driving by and all there was a Wendy's and an NFM, you were thinking, really?
Well, but we knew that
we knew
the track was going in.
I know.
And everything. All right, quick break.
Kick me out for a Wendy's?
News coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.